When you look at everything that's happening financially with the rise of AI and with some of the land grab that's happening from China in places like Iowa, it's pretty clear that an Irish Purgatory Marian apparition that happened in 1879 is happening all over again. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, I'm by no means an expert on world events, but here's what I see happen. AI is doing two things to humans at this point. On the one hand, it's taking away our ability to think critically and making us basically more stupid. And number two, it's taking jobs away, so it's taking our ability to earn money. And this will all eventually be under the control of technology and the powers that control technology. Now, what's happening in places like Iowa is that foreign countries that we don't even know of, some cases, China, some cases, who knows who, are buying up lands that are incredibly fertile, that provide both jobs to people, like in places like in Iowa, and they provide food for the whole country, and they're being placed in control of foreign power. Tie this together with the idea that some people say that the future coming Antichrist, which some say is coming sooner rather than later, is going to be a financial wizard who will be controlling both of these aspects. You see this interviews with Tucker Carlson, interviews with Father Ripinger, and every interview that talks about the dangers of AI. When you see all of this put together, the basic blueprint behind this is a foreign power or some other power controlling our finances, our work, and our food. It's a very simple blueprint. These are all the things that we need to survive. What's going to happen in the future? To understand that and what's possible to happen, we need to look to the past. Now, the setup for this apparition that happened in Ireland of Knock, I call it a Purgatory Marian apparition because it was an apparition that happened after 100 masses were offered for the 1 million souls that died in the Irish famine. Hence, the purgatory part, who appeared, St. Joseph, the Blessed Mother, and St. John, as well as the Lamb of God. So it's more than just a Marian apparition, but many people call it a Marian apparition. I've been there myself several times, and it's an amazing place. What was happening in the Irish famine? The Irish were always a humble, pious people of the Catholic faith. The foreign power in this case was England that had left its Catholic roots, embraced the Anglican Church, embraced Protestantism, and it began taking control of certain lands, especially Northern Ireland and other parts of Ireland. It wanted to have a foothold on Irish soil to be able to control those people. What did it mostly control? It controlled the farmland. It controlled the work. It controlled the economy. It controlled the food. And what did they do? They essentially said, if you want your food, if you want jobs, if you want your land, you have to renounce your faith and you have to come and become part of the Anglican Church. 1 million Irish souls said no to that. They said no to the bowl of soup and they decided to be faithful to Christ's church instead. Because of that, they died. They literally died. England had enough food. They sent these potatoes all the way over to other places. It's not that there was actually a famine, it was all orchestrated. The devil was using the greed of England to take out a faithful daughter of the church, the country of Ireland. That pattern has probably happened many times over the centuries. This is a more recent one. And those 1 million Irish souls give us the light of what we are to do. But first, let's talk about what happened. So you get this priest, Archdeacon Kavanagh, he arrives to the parish of Knock, and he offers 100 consecutive masses for these people some years after they all had died. On the night of the 100th mass, in rainy Irish weather, typical of that region, you have this majestic apparition that happens where they say absolutely nothing. This is somewhat unique because in most apparitions, there's a chastisement, there's a message, there's a call to repentance. There was nothing here. Essentially, it was heaven's way of saying, thank you for being faithful. We're here as a reward to bless your country for what you have suffered. The suffering that those 1 million Irish people went through is now the seed for a growing faithful movement happening right now in Ireland. What can we learn from what they did? The main thing that they taught us is no matter what happens, we must be faithful even until death. There may not be ways to provide our own food. There may not be ways to escape the control of this tyrannical external power. We may not be able to survive. And if it comes to being martyrs, we have to be faithful no matter what. It's not an easy answer, but it is an answer. We must be willing to die rather than being controlled because someone is controlling our work, our lands, or our food. We cannot renounce the faith because of all these things. My favorite line, perhaps in scripture, is from the book of Revelation, where it says, love for life did not deter them from death. If you want to learn more about the apparition at Knock, click here. If you want to learn more about what's going to happen before the Antichrist, you need to click here. God bless you. I'll see you in the next one.